James Brown, everybody. I want to introduce the Apple iPhone the same way Steve Jobs did on January 9, 2007. At the Mac World Convention in San Francisco, California. This is an iPhone review brought to you by Larry389's podcast. Remember, listen, and subscribe. The iPhone is a combination of three products. A revolutionary new mobile phone, a widescreen iPod with touch controls, and a breakthrough internet communications device with desktop-class email, web browsing, maps, and searching all in one small and lightweight handheld device. iPhone also introduces an entirely new user interface based on large multi-touch display and pioneering new software, letting you control everything with just your fingers, so it ushers in a new era of software sophistication you've never seen in a mobile phone, completely redefining what you could do on a mobile phone. Basically, it's three things in one: a widescreen iPod, which allows you to listen to your music, audiobooks, videos, anything you do on your iPod, even photos, on a 3.5-inch screen. It's a revolutionary phone, better than any other smartphone on the network, like that runs Windows Mobile. Hear that, Microsoft? And it's a breakthrough internet device, which allows you to surf the Safari internet browsers that you can normally find on Macs. It can connect through either Wi-Fi or any edge network. The 4GB model costs at a whopping $499, and 8 at a whopping $599. This will only be available for next 2 years, only on this singular network. Singular, raising the bar. This has been a Larry389 podcast. Thanks for listening. I'm Larry, and talk to you later.